Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, midweek, Wednesday, August the 23rd, 2023, 8:23:23, 16 minutes past the hour, 63 degrees and sunny skies here in the month of August. Well, we're off and running today. Yesterday, we had a terrific interview with Mayor Scott Schertzer, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But off the top of the program here today, I want to talk about a death that I learned of yesterday, and I know it's a name that you probably recognize, and it's interesting timing. Do you ever wonder how things just sort of happen at a certain time in a certain way? For many years, over at the Bratwurst Festival, there was an accordion group that would travel around the Bratwurst Festival area, and they would play for people who were at the Bratwurst Festival. And years ago, we got acquainted with them, and their name the name of the group was Ken and Mary. Now, Ken and Mary were not married. They just worked together, and they were a really, really good group. And every year, they came on. Of the 5 years that we've been doing it with this station since 2018, every year we had a broadcast at the Bratwurst Festival. They would come on and talk with us, and they would also come on and play music. They were on in 2018. I know they were on in 2021. I'm pretty sure they were with us in 2019. But this year, right before the Bratwurst Festival, I contacted Ken, who was kind of the booker of the group. And I said, Ken, I want to make sure we have you on during the Bratwurst Festival, just like we always do. And I did not get a response from Ken, which was very odd. So I thought, well, maybe they're doing something else. Or I knew Ken had some heart trouble back in December. So I thought, well, maybe he's not healed up yet or something like that. So we went and did the Bratwurst Festival last Friday, and I did not see Ken and Mary there. And as I say, they were a staple of the Bratwurst Festival. So, yesterday, I was very sad to hear that Ken, of Ken and Mary, Ken Nickel, was his last name, had passed away at the age of 73 on Monday. Not really, somebody told me it was from kidney trouble. He'd been having some trouble with his kidneys. I know he had that heart issue. I believe he had heart surgery back in December. But sorry to hear that he passed away at the age of 73. Now, when I talk about odd timing, what's odd to me about this is we always saw them every year at the Bratwurst Festival, and that's really the only place that I saw them. I know they did other gigs in Marion and really all over the country. But I only saw them at the Bratwurst Festival, and we just covered the Bratwurst Festival on Friday. And the Bratwurst Festival, obviously, last week ran Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and he passes away on Monday. So, you know, timing, sometimes these things are just timed very interestingly. But we certainly send our best to Ken Nickel and Ken, the family of Ken Nickel, and Mary, who I did talk to yesterday. Mary's last name, by the way, is Mary Drake. And we send our best wishes along to her. I know they were partners for a long time. But sad to hear of the passing of Ken Nickel, of Ken and Mary, the great accordion group, at the age of 73 on Monday. And, of course, we all found out about it yesterday. So I'm sure he's playing somewhere right now in a better place and keeping people entertained. Now, the other thing, here's a transition, wanted to talk about the interview with the mayor yesterday. Our regular monthly visit with the mayor happened yesterday. And boy, did we get into a conversation that I did not think we were going to get into. That conversation being the wages of employees in Marion. Now, I'm going to try to go through this a little bit. I hope you heard the interview with the mayor yesterday. By the way, before I start here, did anybody hear the interview with the mayor yesterday and have any comments before I go into this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 21 minutes past the hour here. Feel free to give me a call. Or if there's anything else on your mind, 740-751-4038. Oh, and I want to mention this before we get into the mayor conversation here. The big back-to-school giveaway at McDonald's on Mount Vernon Avenue, 1600 Mount Vernon Avenue, is going to happen tonight, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the McDonald's app. Back-to-school giveaway tonight, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m., at the McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road here in Marion, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road, 4 to 7 p.m. All right. So the mayor's on yesterday, and here's the whole story as we have it right now. I think it all started back in July. I know it started in early summer, but city council decided that they would like to raise the salaries of the mayor, the auditor, and I believe the law director. And the salaries being raised were quite a bit. The mayor alone, $40,000. It would raise his salary $40,000 from $69,000, where it is now, to about $110,000. Now, this would have happened in 2028. When it all started back in the beginning of summer. January of 2028 is when that would have taken effect. And the reason given for raising these salaries was to attract better candidates. And there was a lot of discussion at that time about, do you want a candidate to run for office because of the money that office would bring to them? So that conversation was being had. Well, sometime earlier this month, City Council decided, well, let's not wait until 2028. Let's raise the salaries in January of 2024, which is about 4 months from now. Now, we will have a new mayor come January of 2024. So now, basically, City Council, and they did have the votes to do that. They moved it from 2028 to 2024. So now, the next mayor going in would be paid $110,000. Now, this begs the question, if this was a way to get better candidates, how is raising it now going to get you better candidates? Because we already know who the candidates are. And another thing in this whole bit is that basically, now I do want to say this. They have not voted on this. They voted to move it up, but they have not taken the final vote to move the salaries up yet. Now, when I talked to the mayor yesterday, he's a vote counter, and he said that he thought that they had the votes to do this. They had the votes to get to $110,000 for the mayor in January. Now, the mayor does have a veto power. So if City Council would pass this, the mayor could veto it, or he could take parts out of it, so on and so forth. And yesterday, he did not rule that out. He didn't say he was going to do that, but he said he was not going to rule out vetoing this bill. Now, what this means, if it would pass, is that the next mayor, being Bill Collins or Glenn Coble, would make, for their term of 4 years, just one term, they would make nearly $500,000 being mayor of Marion. They would make $440,000 $110,000 a year, starting in January. Now, that is if it passes city council and the mayor does not veto it. Now, here's the thing I was talking to, and this became a big conversation with people I ran into yesterday, so I know a lot of people heard that interview with the mayor. I don't think people understand that this is going on. Now, if you want the mayor to make $110,000 starting in January, that's fine. If you want pay raises for the law director and the auditor, that's fine. If you don't want the mayor to veto it, that's fine. But, you know, we are a city right now with no bond rating, which means it's going to be hard for us to borrow money, get grant money, things of that nature, that help run Marion Area Transit, that help run the Senior Center. The mayor coming in, whether it's Glenn Kobel or Bill Collins, is going to have no experience in that job, no experience on city council. And immediately, they're going to be paid $500,000, nearly $500,000, for their first term in office, which is $40,000 per year more than the mayor is making now. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. And by the way, this is not a reflection of any candidate, because the candidates, we don't know who's going to win. Let's put it that way. We don't know if it's going to be Glenn Kobel. We don't know if it's going to be Bill Collins. We don't know if it's going to be the independent candidate for mayor. Now, we do know that the auditor is going to continue to be Miranda McGinnis, because she's not running against anybody. So the pay raise that would happen there, and let me take a look at this. I believe the pay raise, this is exactly what the pay raises would look like in January. The mayor's salary would increase from $69,900 to $110,000. The law director's salary would increase from $89,899 to $110,000. And the auditor's salary would increase from $64,899 to $80,000. Now, the auditor has no opposition, so her salary would immediately go from nearly $65,000 to $80,000 a year. Now, there was just a vote of no confidence in the auditor that happened on city council that was evenly split 4 votes to 4 votes. The city council president, Todd Schneider, actually had to cast the vote that gave confidence to the auditor. But now, the auditor, and however you feel about her, who just had this vote of no confidence, is immediately going to get a raise if this passes, because there's nobody running against her. So, do you think this is the best idea right now? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? People who live in Marion County, people who live in Marion City? What do you think of this? This is what came of the interview with the mayor yesterday. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you like this idea? Now, if you want to know about the votes, council voted 6-2 to change the effective date for the mayor's salary, 8-0 to change the date for the law director's salary, and 5-3 to adjust the date for the auditor's salary. So that's a lot of votes to move it up from January of 2028 to January of 2024. So I guess my question is here, do you think the next mayor coming in, whether it be Bill Collins or whether it be Glenn Kobel, starting in January, should be making $110,000 when our current mayor, Scott Schertzer, is making $69,900? That's a big, whopping increase. And again, the reason given to get better candidates I think is confusing for a lot of people because we already know who the candidates are. We knew who the candidates were before they made this change. In the beginning, it was supposed to happen in 2028. Well, that would have given 4 years to get some candidates together. But now, I don't see how that would happen if this passes. So do you think there's something behind this? Do you think it's too much money? Or are you okay with it? Do you think, hey, well, pay the mayor $110,000, pay the law director $110,000, and pay the auditor $80,000? Does anybody have any feeling on this at all? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. This was basically what the mayor and I talked about yesterday, and I find it fascinating to the degree that I don't think most Marion citizens are aware of this. For as fiscally responsible as Marion citizens tend to be, I don't know that they would like something like this. I don't know. Well, if nobody's got any opinion, we'll move on to another subject here. But I just wanted to give people time to speak on this because the last time we had, the last time we spoke, the mayor was on and we couldn't take phone calls. But that was part and parcel of what we talked to the mayor about, these salary increases. So does anybody have anything to say about that or anything else? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think the pay increase for mayor is a good idea to $110,000? Now, by the way, there is a little side note here that the salary for mayor was already going to be raised, I think, to $75,000 starting in January. So now it's jumped from $75,000 to $110,000 if it does pass city council, which the mayor seemed to feel that it would. So I guess that's showbiz. And again, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz anytime you like, and we'll get you up on the air here. Now, what else is going on? Well, we had an interesting conversation yesterday. I think Adam called in, and somehow we got into a conversation about can you be friends if a relationship ends, and can you be friends if a marriage ends? And I said, well, I thought you could. I don't know why you can't. I know a lot of times you don't want to. A lot of people have kids who don't seem to like each other anymore, and it's trouble to talk to each other anymore. But I think for the most part, you can be friends with somebody who you've been in a relationship with or you've been, been married to. I don't know why you can't. But interestingly enough, the reason I'm bringing this up again this morning is I learned, now this is the number, and I don't know who did this study, but of people who actually get married and stay married throughout their life, 15%. Now think about that number. 15% of people who get married and stay married stay happy. Now, I believe that number is also from the beginning of any marriage or any relationship. So only 15% of the time does it work out forever. So we're talking, what? Pretty close to 1 in 10, 1 in 2? It's not good odds. So, I guess the point of this is that basically, it's certainly not 1 in 2, 1 in 10. I guess basically what we're saying here is you better learn to be friends with people you've been in relationships with or your former marriages, because apparently they're going to come up quite often, because only 15% of people who get together stay together. 15%. You know, the numbers are low there. Anybody have an opinion? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning, August 23rd, 2023, 8-23-23. 15%. And, you know, I was saying yesterday that I have been able to maintain. I was never married. Now, maybe that makes a difference as well. I was never married, but I've been able to maintain friendships with all the people who I've been in relationships with. I don't think there's any anger or animosity with any of those people. I think there's only one person that I don't talk to, and that's not on purpose. I just think we don't talk for whatever reason. But I would imagine you can be friendly with somebody. I don't know why you wouldn't be friendly with somebody. Here's my point on this whole thing. If you're friends, and I assume you're friends, before you get into the relationship or marriage, why can't you be friends after the relationship or marriage? Did something happen in there that made you hate the person? Or did you just get to know the person? Which comes back to my whole theory of, you think you like the person, you think you know the person, and eventually you get to know the real person, and you know I guess you dislike the real person so much that not only do you not want to be around them anymore, you don't even want to be friends with them. That's not even doable. And of course, we've had the conversation on the station many, many times. Is it okay to be friends with somebody of the opposite sex? Well, you know, I think it is, because if you can't be friends with somebody of the opposite sex, you're eliminating 50% of the people you can be friends with. And just because somebody is of the opposite sex does not mean that anything odd is going on. You know, people work with people of the opposite sex. People are in the grocery store with people of the opposite sex. I don't understand why being friends with them is such a leap. Maybe people are insecure in their own relationships. I don't know. I never thought about it. When I have been in relationships or around people, I never thought that I had to dismantle all the friendships that I had with women to be friends or to be in a relationship. I wouldn't have done it. That would seem silly to me. Because you got to have trust at the heart of the relationship. I don't know. Again, I always say, I will say this again, though. Every time I see a Facebook post about how happy people are, I just think, well, you know, that thing's headed for either a divorce or a breakup. Because when you're telling me how happy it is, why are you telling me this? You know, tell the other person. You don't have to prove anything to me or anybody else. All right, phone lines are open. 40 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you have an opinion on the subject we started yesterday? Was, can you be friends with a former husband or wife or a former relationship? Or do you have anything to say about the pay raises down at City Hall? $69,000 for the mayor to $110,000 for the mayor starting in January if City Hall passes this. Almost $90,000 for the law director to $110,000. And the auditor's salary would go from $64,000, nearly $65,000, to $80,000. And it all would happen in January. So right around the corner. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 651-453-4038. Any opinions on any of this, anything interesting going on in your life? Kind of a hazy morning out there today. Warm weather on the way this week. Don't forget, again, the back-to-school giveaway tonight, 4 to 7 p.m. McDonald's, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. You can get a free backpack and school supply. I guess it's a free backpack and school supply giveaway is what we should be saying. When you use the McDonald's app. So make sure you have the McDonald's app when you go. It's the McDonald's back-to-school giveaway. I don't know if the other two McDonald's are doing this or not. But it's the back-to-school giveaway tonight, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we didn't get a... I'll tell you, it's been a few days. Friday, we were at the Bratwurst Festival. Monday, we had two guests on the program. And yesterday, we had the mayor, and we talked about can you be friends after a relationship or marriage ends? So we have not done Family Feud for quite a while. So I thought, well, maybe we'll get into one of these categories here. I'm trying to think if we have done. Well, here's a category I don't think we've done. So here is a new Family Feud category for you out there this morning. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or in. How about that? Name something that people are afraid to ride on or in. Six big answers on the board. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that people are afraid to ride on or ride in. Six answers. Now, as I look at this list, I can honestly say that I have known somebody who has had a fear of all of these things. So let's see here if our first caller has that fear. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say an airplane.
Airplane's number one on the list. You got it. Airplane is number one on the list here today. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. Airplane, number one on the list. Four other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that people are afraid to ride on or ride in. Airplane took number one pretty heavily. 44 people said airplane. Five other answers to go. And as I said, all of these things I have heard people say they have fears of. So they are legitimate fears. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We have one answer so far. It was airplane. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say a roller coaster.
Roller coaster's number three on the list. You've got it. Roller coaster comes in at number three on the list here today. You know, I never had a fear of roller coasters. I just get the motion sickness. So if I don't take a Dramamine or something, the roller coaster can put me over the edge. Go ahead, caller.
How about a horse?
Horse, yeah. Horse is number, what here, five on the list. Hey, do you have any thoughts on the mayor's interview yesterday?
I didn't get to hear much of it.
Well, what do you think of these salary raises, which they bumped up to January?
I guess if you want good people, you're going to have to pay. But if I was Mayor Schertzer, and I'd be crapping because, you know, he ain't going to get none of that raise.
No, and I think it's very interesting that over the next 4 years, whether it's Glenn or Bill Collins, they're going to make nearly $500,000 in one term, 4 years, as the mayor of Marion. They're going to make $440,000.
I thought you said it was $120,000, $69,000. The mayor's going to make that much money?
The mayor's going to make $110,000 a year starting in January if city council passes it. And it looks like they do have the votes to pass it.
$110,000 a year? How'd you get the $500,000?
Well, $110,000 multiplied by 4 would be $440,000, so pretty close to $500,000.
For a term.
For a term, yeah.
Well, I doubt if it's too far off in, you know, the amount of places. If you want the talent, you got to pay.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that's initially why they said they were going to do this, but they were going to do it in 2028 to attract better candidates. But why they moved it up 4 years when we already know the candidates, I'm not really sure. I don't understand it.
Well, they want to make sure they get it. You know, they could take advantage of it.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they didn't vote. The candidates now didn't have a vote in this. It's the current city council that's voting on this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought people might think $110,000 is a little too much with the mayor currently making $69,000. I mean, I don't think anybody's opposed to them getting a raise, but $40,000 in one foul swoop, that's quite a bit.
Well, I tell you what, if Glenn wins, I'm going to have to head him up for borrow some money or something.
Well, yeah, you know what's interesting about it, though, is that over 4 years, they would make $160,000 more than what the current mayor is making in a four-year term.
Yeah.
$160,000 more. And the auditor, who they just had a vote of no confidence in, although it was 4-4 split, and the council president ended up voting he did have confidence in her and broke the tie. She has no opponent, so her salary is going from $69,000 to $80,000, and she has no opponent, doesn't even really have to campaign. And they feel, half of city council feels no confidence in her.
Well, somebody needs to run and give her some competition.
Well, too late for that this time around.
We could have Scott Spears.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if anybody'd vote for me, but I think that it's very interesting that my thought was, and I'm not saying that any candidate is bad, but I thought they looked at the candidates this time and said, well, we only had one Democrat run for mayor. He's got no experience. We had two Republicans run for mayor. Neither one of them has any experience. Nobody's running against the current auditor, and she's never been elected. She was just the replacement for Robert Landon. So we need better candidates the next time we do this in 4 years, so we're going to offer more money. And that's initially where it started, that this wouldn't happen till 2028. Now, why all of a sudden did they reverse track and move it up for the current list of candidates? Because if you wanted to run this time, you couldn't, because all the petitions have been filed.
Right.
So why would you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I get the feeling that Mayor Schertzer possibly could veto this. He said he would not rule it out.
He possibly could be what?
Veto this. He has the power of vetoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did not say he was going to, but he said he has not ruled it out.
Makes him look, if he doesn't veto it, you know, if he does, you know, makes him look, you know, like he's a little jealous or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you think that fiscally that it's a good thing to do for the city right now? We currently have no bond rating, which may make it difficult to get grants and things like that for Marion Area Transit, the Senior Center, and other things. and borrow money. Neither
that,
one of them.
Is that on Calum Landon?
Yeah, that's one of the things that fell out from Robert Landon.
Yeah.
We don't have a mayor coming in who has any experience. Now, maybe they'll do great, but we don't know yet because neither one has experience, and we don't even know who it will be. The auditor, again, just had a no-confidence vote, and yet she has no opponent, so she's coming back regardless. And yet we're giving all these people raises, and at that, $40,000 raises.
Us people in Social Security, we're going to have to get our fair share of that.
Well, I just don't know. I don't know if the city, I don't know what the city budget looks like. I'd be interested to see, plus they're building the fire station. Now, this is coming out of property taxes, but the new fire station's on its way.
Yeah, I'm surprised that passed right away.
Yeah. Now, do you think if this was put on the ballot, these pay raises, that it would pass the ballot?
I doubt it.
So I don't know. I feel it's very interesting.
They're not going to get much better mayor than what, you know, Scott was. You know, so they might get a little bit better in some of the other positions.
Well, see, that comes back to the initial point then. I mean, he's been in there 16 years, and he's making $69,000. Now, again, if this big pay raise, which I think is one of the biggest in Marion history, $40,000 a year, if this is to attract better candidates, why are you doing it now? Why are you not waiting till 28 to give it 4 years to say, hey, we've raised the salary of this. Do you want to run? I don't get it.
But really, $69,000 is not that good a pay for, you know, for somebody.
Well, do you have to look at the median income of Marion to say, should the mayor and the auditor and the law director be making that much more than the average citizen of Marion?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, somebody works at Honda, you know, they can make $69,000 easy a year.
But I mean, aren't those jobs based on job performance and experience? And I I don't think anybody at Honda gets a $40,000 raise in 1 year.
Yeah, it's a big jump, but, you know, I think the mayor was a little bit underpaid. I'd like to know what other mayors around are making.
Well, I think the bigger the city, the more they're probably making because the more they have to do. But again, if the median income in Marion is, I believe, still somewhere between, you know, I know it was in the 20,000s for a long time. I think it's maybe 30,000 something now. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, that's a big, big gap.
I listened to that lady you had on the other day.
Oh, Eleanor Clift?
I heard most of it.
What'd you make of that?
I like it. I like, you know.
Well, she had a lot to say regarding Hunter Biden and certainly President Trump.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen there.
So, do you have any opinion about yesterday? Do you think you can be friends with somebody who you've been in a marriage with or a relationship with?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I don't know why you can't.
It depends on how bad, you know, the one that has hurt you. I mean, me and Judy, you know, we used to be together, but we haven't been together for over 20 years, and we're still friends. You know, if I need something, you know, I was, you know, always there for her. If she needed something, you know, she's always there for me, so.
It just didn't work out as a relationship.
No, there was a lot of other factors, you know, and, I wasn't happy with the way things was, and she wasn't going to change, but yet, you know, we get along better if we don't live together.
Well, and I think that's a good point. And I think also, would it matter if there was another woman in your life or another man in her life?
Possibly, you know. See, we didn't separate and, you know, have others. You know, when we separated, you know, I didn't have no other girl right away that, you know, and she didn't have no other guy right. You know, I think it's different if you separate and give them a bad reason, you know. But we just separated because living together wasn't cutting mustard, so.
Well, I think some people are just sensitive. Like I said, I think I'm friends with everybody who I've ever been in a relationship with, except one. And I wouldn't say that I'm not friends with that person. It's just we don't communicate. And I think that's just some people are more sensitive than others to things, and that's the way it goes, I guess.
Right.
You know, no big deal. But I guess we'll see how it all swings out in the end.
Are you going to do Family Feud next hour, too? Or?
I would think so, yeah. We don't have a guest next hour, and I thought after the Bratwurst Festival and the guests on Monday and the mayor yesterday, we'd continue on with this today.
Are you going to give anything away?
Well, I think I'm going to try to do some Zumbeezy Bay tickets. People will have to pick them up tomorrow, but, yeah, I'd like to give away some Zumbeezy Bay tickets.
A neighbor's pizza sounds better.
Oh, the food. Everybody loves the food. Everybody loves the food. I know. Everybody loves the food. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Name something that people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We've got airplane, roller coaster, and horse. Airplane was number one. Roller coaster was number three. And horse was number five. What other answers might we have here? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say an elevator.
Elevator, yes. Elevator is number six on the list. You got it. Elevator, number six on the list here today. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We've got airplane, roller coaster, horse, and elevator. Airplane was number one. 44 people said airplane. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say those air balloons, you know, that go up, those little basket-like things people get in and
right.
ride.
No hot air balloon.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
No hot air balloon on the list here today. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. Airplane, roller coaster, horse, elevator. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Airplane was one. Well, I'm not... That's how the list stands. And we are going to do this again next hour, probably give away some passes to some BZ Bay. 740-751-4038. Let's take the phone call here, and we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a train?
No train on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No train on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We've got airplane, roller coaster, horse, and elevator. All right, we're going to break here. We're going to come back in 15 minutes. Continue on with this. Don't you dare flip that dial. We'll be back in 15
You're
minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well,